and in Baxter in the Morning.
And good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
It's Friday morning. You excited about that?
Heck yeah, I'm ready for the weekend, dude. It's been a week.
So last night, you know, it was one of those Thursday night football games where you watch the game and you're like, wow, this game is a blowout. There's really no sense.
Yeah.
So my go-to isn't Game Show Network, and it's not even WWE Network. Dude, I am completely addicted to YouTube.
YouTube? What are you watching?
Everything. It doesn't matter. It could be motivation. It could be Joe Rogan. It could be wrestling stuff. Last night, it was some fitness stuff. I'm all over the place. But, I mean, and I don't know if it's like all of a sudden I'm, I don't know, like a 17-year-old, 22-year-old young man. Because, you know, forever it's been, let's sit down and watch TV, watch something on the DVR.
Yeah.
But like YouTube, it's like my attention span. I can get a 3-minute video, and if something's like 7 minutes, I'm like, ooh, too long.
That's how I feel. If I see over like 5 minutes, I'm like, come on, man, you're pushing me here. You're pushing my limits. Come on.
Like 30-minute motivators, right? The ones you can watch early in the morning. I'm like, I don't have time for that. I need a 1-minute motivation.
That's what I want.
You give me 1 minute of really good stuff, and I'll be fired up the rest of the day.
Yeah, Rachel watches a lot of YouTube. She has like specific channels she goes and watches, so it's almost like that's her TV time as opposed to actual television, which kind of blows my mind a little bit.
What does she watch?
Yeah, she watches a lot of like these comedy shows. Like, I can't really explain what they are. It's like listening challenges, or this may sound bad, like elderly people watching video games like Red Dead Redemption 2 and stuff like that. And
what?
Reaction videos, basically. You see a lot of people watching that kind of stuff.
I've never seen anybody watching that kind of stuff.
Well, they get millions of views every single day.
How dumb is that? We need to start doing something like that. I just want to watch videos and record myself watching videos.
That's what they do.
But that's Kai watches that stuff on video game tutorials. It's like tons of video game tutorials, and he'll watch for hours.
I'll do the same thing on that kind of stuff. Like, if you can't get through one specific part, you just go to YouTube or find some walkthrough and boom, you're done.
And a lot of people are going to YouTube. There's a study out that's talking about how a lot of people spend time on YouTube, and most of them are looking for ways to learn new things. And it could be video games. It could be, I don't even know. My wife was watching stuff on how to repaint a canvas the other day.
See, there's so many different things. Like, one day I got stuck in the trap and I watched how a dishwasher works. Like, of all things, why do I need to know how a dishwasher works?
Maybe you're going to be a repairman. Are you applying for a job publicly right now?
I'm not applying for any job because I watched a YouTube video.
I think you're trying to get out of here.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, today is Friday, November the 9th of 2018, and Jonesboro police are investigating a shooting that left two people injured. The incident happened last night in the 2800 block of Piedmont Circle.
The Trump administration announced new moves to block migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without authorization from claiming asylum.
And residents of Thousand Oaks, California, already devastated by the deaths of 12 people in that mass shooting, they were forced to evacuate overnight as a fierce wildfire tore through their neighborhood.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Friday. Celebrate that. Yay!
Woohoo!
But it's going to be cold over the weekend.
That freeze warning, dude.
I know that, so we'll have to be ready for that. And, you know, dogs won't want to go outside. We won't want to go outside for a minute. So get ready for that. There was an incident, and I guess maybe because it's getting colder, a little bit colder, we had an incident where a mouse or two somehow came from behind our building in the trees and got into the building. So, you know, we had to call people that handle mice and all that stuff.
Right.
Listen to what happened and tell me if this is inhumane.
Okay.
Because I think this might be inhumane. One of our coworkers, we'll call her Kate. She said she was in a room, and when she was in the room, she saw a little mouse roll by, right?
Mm.
And she wanted to get rid of the mouse.
Okay.
Her plan to get rid of the mouse, I told her, was completely not appropriate, and I would not allow it in the building.
What did she want to do?
She wanted to stomp on it.
Oh, my gosh.
She wanted to go over there, raise up her foot, chase the mouse, and stomp it. I'm not talking about a mouse that's struggling on a sticky pad. She wanted to physically run around the room chasing it and end up stomping it.
Was she being serious when she said this?
She was. She's like, it's a rodent. I said, no, it's a mammal. It's breathing. It's almost human. We cannot just stomp it.
That's a person.
That's inhumane, right?
I don't even know. Like, that's just messy too.
Now she says in her mind that getting it stuck to a glue trap and the thing trying to gnaw off its own leg is worse than just stomping it and putting it out of its misery. But can you imagine you walk by that studio over there and you see her running around, flailing her arms, trying to stomp on a running mouse.
Get over here now! Oh, I'm going to stomp on you!
I mean, think about that. Do you think that's wrong?
I don't know what to think about that. Maybe was she really just like pulling your leg? There's no way she thought of that.
I think she really would do it.
Golly.
She's kind of a country girl.
I guess so.
And she says that she's seen members of her family. Like, she's seen, and I won't call anybody out, but like somebody who saw a mouse on a glue trap, they turned over the glue trap and stomped on the trap.
Mm.
But I think that's even different than splattering it with your foot when it's not stuck on a trap.
And just making a big nasty mess with it too. That's weird, man.
And her argument, well, that's a rodent. I mean, what if I did that to a cat? Oh, that's a feline.
Yeah, it's different.
You know?
Yeah.
Did it to a dog. That's a canine. You know what I'm saying? It's still living and breathing, and I think she's wrong. And anybody who knows her should call her out on that today.
Yes, absolutely. That's nasty.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Kim Kardashian, who was forced out of her home due to the wildfires that are spreading throughout California.
Wow.
Now, it's her Hidden Hills home. She actually showed some pictures on her social media through her Instagram stories and things like that of the fire itself as she was flying over. And man, you talk about one intense scene. But it's covered over 2,000 acres. They say it's about 0% containment, so it's just flowing right through California. Her and her sister both have had to flee, basically, from the wildfire. But man, here's to hoping it gets contained and Courtney, Kim, and everyone else who's affected can get home soon.
Gotcha gossip on last night's Victoria's Secret runway fashion show.
Oh, like, yeah.
They recorded that last night. It runs in December. But there's a couple big headlines from it. One is the girls are reunited. The sisters are reunited. Bella and Gigi Hadid on the stage together.
Oh.
Kendall Jenner was back this year. And Adriana Lima, who has been there for a lot of years, I think almost 20 years, as a Victoria's Secret runway model.
Mm-hmm.
She retired at the end of the show last night. She's 37.
Dang.
She thanks Victoria's Secret basically for allowing her to go and see the entire world. But at this point in her career, she wants to focus on different things. So she is done. If you're a fan of Victoria's Secret and the fashion show, the runway show that they do, there's tons of stuff everywhere this morning on that. I caught David on it first thing.
Oh, you can't help but find it. I mean, come on. It was all over my computer for a reason. I'm doing research.
It's everywhere. It's because of the goodbye. Adriana Lima is done.
And we got you gossip on Hillary Duff. And frankly, I think I have a new opinion on her today.
Why?
Well, it's because of her food choice. She had this smoothie that she called the, quote, most delightful smoothie she's ever had. And it contained an item that you kind of get with childbirth.
What do you mean?
The placenta.
She didn't.
She had a placenta smoothie.
No, she didn't.
She called it amazing.
No, she didn't.
She did.
The placenta is what feeds a baby when it's in the womb.
It fed her.
This is, oh my gosh. Have you ever looked up a placenta?
I don't want to.
Please look it up.
I don't want to.
Because when, let me just give you, can I give you some, let me just turn this down real quick. I'm going to give you a moment of real. And any dude who has gone through this will know what I'm talking about. If you've had a child, right? There was a point when we welcomed Kai to the world where I was afraid that my wife had pushed out like her liver or something. And I didn't know what that was.
Dude.
I don't know how anybody would want to have placenta in a smoothie.
Why did I just Google this, man?
Does it look? I don't want to see it. But here's the deal. If you've ever eaten placenta, because I have heard it's good, like it's nurturing, not like it tastes good. But if you ever did that, if you sampled placenta, I just want to hear from you. Or if you're a nurse and you know somebody who has, or there's a reason for it, if you can explain that to the two dudes in the room.
Or explain the process of them asking to keep it and what happens there, because that's what I'm also curious about.
Yeah, I don't remember our doctor saying, would you like this?
Yeah.
I remember, like, get it out of here. What is that?
How does this work?
If anybody knows, I'm going to open up the phone lines real quick. 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. But now we know Hillary Duff has consumed a placenta smoothie.
Oh.
And every morning on KFINE, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David's going to be funny for us. At least that's the vision.
That's the plan. We'll see if that goes through.
All right, here we go.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So this story is a tad bit awkward, and it comes from the Netherlands. So there were these two teams playing. One is called, I'm going to probably butcher this.
Okay.
We're going to call them Rigenbergs.
Huh?
Rigenbergs.
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 Okay.
They were taking on AFC the other day. So Rigenbergs scored a goal in about the 12th minute of this soccer game.
Okay.
And this isn't like how many people are out there, okay? But there is one certain fan who just so happened to storm the field after this goal in the 12th minute. She was a stripper.
No.
And I guess in typical fashion, she was only wearing shoes, socks, had a flag, and body paint.
Why does this never happen when I'm hosting games?
I know. Can we have this happen around here? At least once. Because she legit came out like that.
Well, I mean, she probably doesn't own very many clothes if that's what she does for a living. She doesn't need very many.
That's what it looks like.
Wow.
But the weird thing is she was supposed to distract one team.
Yeah.
But that one team ended up winning the game anyway. And what's crazy about this is there was no security, because I've watched the footage.
Oh, wow.
That came out to stop her.
So she just got to parade around.
Yes. It looked like it was like a joke video. So this like confetti shot up after the goal. She came running out, tried to get close to players.
Sure.
And they all tried to run away like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And then she just left the field.
Their wives must have been there. Oh gosh.
I guess so. But man,
weird. That's
you
crazy.
Talk about a wild story. But did you hear the story about the soccer player who lived to be like 100?
Ooh, I haven't heard that story
yet.
Yeah.
He's still alive and kicking.
Just go. Just be done.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Wanted to hit some music for you because I caught David in the act. I caught David dancing in the hallway last night, right? So Fortnite is huge. And essentially, I think everybody in the world plays it.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Including my 9-year-old Kai, who came to work with me for a little bit last night and was basically nonstop Fortnite dancing.
Well,
and you encourage it.
That might have been partially my fault, too.
And why is that?
Well, I saw him hit like this dance move and I was like, hey, bro, will you teach me that? And dude, he was like, yeah, dude, this is how you do it. And he showed me how to do the shoot. Is that what it's called? Or the shoe?
I don't know what it is.
Is it the shoe?
The shoe?
The shoe or the shoot? One of the two.
I don't. What is it? Here, stand up.
Okay, so that's the one where you're kicking your leg and you're throwing your arm at the same time, right?
Yeah, I've seen that one. That's a popular one.
You kind of do that, and then he was like, hey, dude, how fast can you do the floss? And I was like, I mean, I guess I can do the floss.
Let me see.
So I started doing the floss. It's like this. You kind of. Nope. Hang on.
Hips go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Oh, you're pretty good at it. Have you practiced?
Maybe.
Where did you practice that? Stop! Please stop. There's two dudes in the room and you're flossing.
What's wrong with that?
It's just strange.
You wanted to see it.
Oh, okay, I'm done with it.
Well, I might have tried to floss in the bathroom.
Really?
Yes, in the mirror.
Well, that's weird.
I thought it was a cool dance, so I wanted to learn it.
So when Kai first, we had a friend come over and they did it real fast and Kai's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
And he went, we talked about this earlier, he went to YouTube and learned how to floss and he's really good at it now.
Yeah, he was awesome at it. He was like, how fast can you do it? And he's like, let me show you how fast I can do it. And I was like, oh my gosh,
so
hurt myself.
More people talked to him because he was talking Fortnite than talked to me. My coworkers, he walked through the building and he was talking. He talked to you about it.
Yeah.
He talked to a couple other coworkers about it. He walked across the street to the sales department. He was talking to them about it. He was talking to the GM about Fortnite and his kids playing Fortnite and what they like on Fortnite and what skins they have on Fortnite, all of this stuff. And then I caught a moment where he took our coworker, Alex, back to Alex's office and they were exchanging gamer tags.
Stop it.
My 9-year-old and our 24-year-old coworker.
Are you serious?
Isn't that crazy?
Are they going to play Fortnite together?
I don't know.
Dude, what would you do if you walk into Kai's room tonight and there's me, Alex, and Colton, the younger guys here, and we have a squad and we're all playing Fortnite together?
He would think y'all are the coolest people on earth. But what
would you do? Would you call a meeting on Monday saying, hey, leave my kid alone?
Don't play games with my 9-year-old. But that's Fortnite awesome. Is absolutely insane.
Yeah, and Kai was teaching me those Fortnite dances. Hit that Fortnite.
Boom, there you go. I can't do any of that stuff. I've tried the floss. It's ugly.
We need to try.
No, I can't do it.
No, we need to try.
You know my rhythm. It's bad.
No, we need to try.
We'll celebrate birthdays coming up here in a few moments. If you have a birthday you want us to celebrate today, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, post it there. We'll grab it from there and read it on the radio. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah,
happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait for it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, November the 9th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Jolynn Davis Boulin, who's from Wynn, celebrating today. We have Alex Band of Nettleton Junior High celebrating a birthday today. Ashley Harris of Wynn. Lalai Jennings is celebrating a birthday. I might have butchered that, and if I did, I apologize. How about this? Let's try it one more time. Lalai.
There you go.
Layla.
Maybe that's it.
Layla Jones.
There you go.
So, Timothy Ward, Tuckerman High School, go Bulldogs, 14 years old today. Hunter Tyler of Paragould is celebrating. Paula Lamb from Marmaduke, happy birthday. Wade Brewer of Marion celebrating. Carly Cobb of Wynn is turning 1 year old today, so happy birthday, Carly. Elizabeth Willis of Paragould. We have Shirley Bunch of Jonesboro. Melissa Sherrod has a birthday today. And our buddy, our friend, Shannon Sprinkle, has a birthday today as well. He's turning 45.
Been there since day one. Happy birthday, Shannon. Hope it's a great one.
Yeah, legit. He's one of the people who jumped on board with this show in the very beginning. We appreciate him very much. So happy birthday to Shannon Sprinkle. Celebrating tomorrow, Tracy Watson of Jonesboro. We have Stephen Proctor turning 38 years old tomorrow. Kathy Holman of Jonesboro. Kelsey Lewis from Hoxie. Zaylee Greer of Cherokee Village is 4. Wade Talley of Jonesboro has a birthday tomorrow. Amy Parham Gibson of Jonesboro. Randy Kirksey of Jonesboro celebrates tomorrow. Celebrating on Sunday, David Carnes of Jonesboro. BJ Roberts, a seventh grader at Annie Camp. Adam Kane of Jonesboro. And Mackenzie Forkham, a second grader in Walnut Ridge, turns 8 years old on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Chris Lane, he's turning 34 years old today.
Ooh, we should do the one with Chris Lane and Tori Kelly.
I love that song.
It's called Take Back Home, Girl.
You're a drive real slow down an old lane road to a house on a hill where the wild things grow. You'll wake up in pajamas, not a trace of makeup on you. You're a helper, fix it, having breakfast with my mommy. You're a take back home, home, home.
He also did this song right here.
I'll be your slow ride, that late night.
I remember you and Kelly loving him.
That's a good one.
Happy birthday to Chris Lane, who celebrates a birthday today.
Okay, I hope I don't mess with this one.
Hello?
I hope I don't mess this one up.
Miss this one up. I hope you don't miss this one up
as
well.
Man, okay. Second birthday. Here we go. Vanessa Minilo.
Not close.
Minilo.
Not close.
Minilo.
Minilo. No, that's not it either.
How do you say it?
Manilo.
Oh. Vanessa Minilo.
Yeah, she used to be on MTV back in the day. She's also married to Nick Lachey, who
and
was
he
married
has
to Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, and he has a birthday today.
Who does?
Nick Lachey.
He does?
Yeah. So Vanessa's 38. Nick is 45.
All right.
Chris Jericho, WWE superstar, turns 48 years old today.
All right.
Alan Gratzer of REO Speedwagon turning 70.
Oh, hang on. I got to do some REO Speedwagon. We should do probably this one right here.
And I meant every word I said when I said that I love you. I meant that I love you forever.
This is one of my all-time favorite songs.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you.
Okay. I'll I'll stop now, but I can sing every REO song. We'll move on, though.
Charles Robinson also turning 73 years old today. On Saturday, this one blows my mind because I used to watch his show all the time. Josh Peck is 32. He was on Drake and Josh on Nickelodeon back in the day.
All right.
Miranda Lambert turning 35 today.
Let's do some Miranda.
I'm giving up on love. Love's giving up on me.
We could do Gunpowder and Lead, too. Or, how about the new one from the Pistol Annies that we like? It's called Got My Name Changed Back.
I like that one a lot.
I still like this song, too.
It takes a judge to get married, takes a judge to get divorced. Well, the last couple years, spent a lot of time in court, got my name changed back.
Yeah, yeah,
I got my name changed back.
That's Miranda celebrating her birthday tomorrow.
Okay, for this next one, here we go. Ready?
Regulators! Mount up! Who is it?
Warren G turning 48.
Oh my gosh.
Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to conceal.
Happy birthday to Warren G celebrating this weekend.
On Sunday, Leonardo DiCaprio will be 44 and Demi Moore turns 56.
All right, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Elizabeth Willis, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, today is a big day for Kane Brown because his new album, Experiment, has dropped and it features the song, Lose It.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got me. My heart keeps giving a beat.
It also features his newest single, and you can check this one out. It's called Weekend. Here's what that sounds like.
Cause all week long I've been waiting for you and me, girl. Just chilling on the weekend, sipping something on the cheap end, skinny dipping in the deep end, or bass fishing with your feeding, up all night and we sleeping, but we were never really sleeping.
It's a bunch of buddies hanging out on the weekends.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. But along with that going on today, last night he was actually in Pittsburgh because he teamed up with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the NFL Salute to Service to do a show for the veterans in attendance for the Thursday night football game last night between the Steelers and the Carolina Panthers. If you want to check out some of the pictures he took on the field, some of the veterans that were out there with him, and the performance itself, you can see that right now on the BBITM blog on KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
So we told you earlier this week that Brittany Aldean and Jason Aldean had settled on a baby name for their next child. And the baby name is Navy.
Navy. Right?
And it was revealed at the baby shower?
Yeah.
So the question is, where did they come up with the name? And they said they did it like every other couple does, when it's time to go ahead and think about baby names. They both made a list. And they were going through the list and they would mark things off. You know, you kind of see what would sound right, what the middle name would be, what fits with the family. And they both settled on the name Navy and thought that was the perfect name. So no crazy story other than they both had a list and they both agree their next baby will be Navy.
Well, you can check out Kacey Musgraves on TV tomorrow. She'll be on Austin City Limits on PBS. And I don't know if I'm supposed to have this or not, but
what?
I actually found a sneak peek of her performing on there tomorrow.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. Now, it's her song Butterflies, and I know you like that one quite a bit.
I do.
Okay.
It sounds so goofy, but I love that song.
Can we play that right now? Is that okay?
Is this what this is?
Yeah. Check this out. This is Kacey Musgraves on her performance for tomorrow on Austin City Limits. Stealing my crown, untangled all the strings from my wings that were tied. You know every word.
I didn't know him, and I didn't know me.
I really do know it all. I love Kacey Musgraves.
Now I remember what it feels like to fly.
You give me butterflies. Kacey Musgraves on Austin City Limits. Do I get PBS at my house?
I'm sure you get PBS at your house, Brandon. But if you, for some whatever reason, don't, I have actually got that video. I'm going to put it to the blog right now. The BBITM blog on KFIN.com. KFIN.com.
I'm not sure. I'm looking through my channel guide right now. I'm not sure that I get PBS. but we do have PMS.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. So Paw Patrol is going to be at First National Bank Arena next week. It's Tuesday and Wednesday. There's three different performance times. But here's the deal. We have free tickets. And we don't just want to give you like a pair of tickets. We want to give you a family four-pack of tickets to go see Paw Patrol live.
It is a family show for you.
Are you ready to go to the phones?
Yes, sir. Let's
do this. We need caller number 7. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studio. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Nikki.
Nikki, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
And what are you doing this morning?
I'm at work.
Okay, so you start early, huh?
I did.
What do you do?
I work at Arkansas Glass Container.
All right, so we have some tickets to Paw Patrol to give away. Would that make you happy?
That would make my nephew extremely happy.
What's your nephew's name?
Monroe.
All right, so we actually have a family four-pack of tickets, but you have to be able to answer our Paw Patrol trivia question, okay?
Oh, no.
All right, let's see if you can do this. David, what is today's Paw Patrol trivia question?
Okay, we need you to fill in the blank. Blank is the leader, rescuer, and teacher of the pups, and during rescues, you can catch him on his high-tech jet ski that transforms into an ATV and a snowmobile. Can you tell me who that is?
Lord. Ryder?
That's it!
Congratulations, you have just now won a family four-pack of tickets to go see Paw Patrol live.
Awesome, thank you.
Paw Patrol will be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem, round Adventure Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day. Marshall, Rubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky. Yeah, they're on the way. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol will be there on the double. No job's too big, no pups too small. Paw Patrol, we're on a roll.
Listen for more chances to win with KFINE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David is a guy with a girl.
Yep.
And he and his girl celebrated 4 years of dating or whatever. What do you call that?
I guess so. It's 4 years of being officially together.
A couple.
Yes.
Because you all were together for a little bit where you said you were unofficial because you were wanting to date other people.
That's not true. Don't even start stuff like that, dude.
I think I remember it like that.
Well, we went...
Is that not true?
We went on a couple of dates before we officially made it official.
Right, because you still wanted to keep your options open.
That's not what I said.
At that point, you were keeping... Yeah, I mean, I get it. You were keeping your options
That's
open.
That's not what I said.
No, but you wrote that.
No, I didn't.
In a special note.
When did I ever write that? Okay, imagine that special note. I'm glad we finally started dating and closing up closing doors on other people.
Yes, thank you very much. 4 years ago yesterday, so congratulations to you all.
Yeah, it was a great time yesterday, and I had a long day at work, and I finally got home, and I was like, golly, what are we going to do? Now, thankfully, she already had a place in mind on where she wanted to go eat, right?
Oh, boom, that's nice.
Yeah, so I thought, this is perfect, let's go. And so we go out there, and we're excited, you know, talking about 4 years of being together, kind of going through old pictures and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Now, the thing is...
It's 4 years.
Exactly. The thing is, though, we're engaged. She's wearing the ring as of right now.
Right.
We get to the restaurant, and the waiter's awesome, you know, got us our drinks, got us the appetizer and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, hey, you guys celebrating anything special?
Nobody asks that unless you look like you're trying to.
I know. So what does she say? She says, we're celebrating our four-year anniversary. But she doesn't specify it's not a wedding anniversary. It's just like a dating anniversary. And in my mind, it counts to us, but it doesn't count to anyone else in that kind of regard.
It's not really official.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
And so we're kind of going through the menu deciding like, hey, we do want a dessert. We just don't know which one. And so we get the appetizer. We get the main meal or whatever. And then the waiter just pops in and says, here you go. He hands us this dessert, and we hadn't ordered that yet. And I thought, well, this is nice of him.
Right.
We got that dessert for free because he thought we were celebrating our four-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, no.
As opposed to, like, just a normal kind of dating anniversary.
Did you clarify it?
Well, no.
You just ate it.
It's a free dessert. What am I going to do?
Name the place. I want to know.
I can't.
Just name it. Just name it. If you get in trouble, I'll take the blame. Name it.
It was Longhorns.
Okay. Longhorns with an S.
Oh, Longhorns. is it not Longhorns with an S? Did I just Arkansas that?
We were at Longhorns. And after that, we went to Walmart's.
Yeah.
So to that poor waiter there who did something very nice, you were dishonest.
Oh, was it? You're like super. I mean, we were kind of sort of honest, right?
No.
But
okay. They just assumed.
They assumed.
That you're not going in there counting, you know, like, this is our 6-month anniversary.
Right.
Oh, happy fifth grade.
But you know what? I kind of look at it like this now. After I've slept on it, Rachel scored us a free dessert.
Boom.
We ought to do that more often.
She's a keeper, David. She's a keeper. So, David, we're kind of lucky because we have a guest in the room with us this morning who has just so happened to bring us a lot of food.
He might be my favorite guy in Northeast Arkansas right now.
So you probably heard for the last couple of days, we've talked a lot about Bite Squad. Bite Squad is in Jonesboro. And the idea behind this is ingenious. And I could have used this just last week because my wife and I, we wanted food. Kai, who's like, hey, I need something for dinner. And we didn't want anything that we had in the house, right? But I'd already changed. Leslie was in her comfortable clothes. None of us wanted to actually have to get up and leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
But Bite Squad goes to our favorite restaurants. We go through the app. We download the app. We place the order. They bring the food to our homes.
And that is so convenient and nice. You don't have to worry about dishes or cooking or anything like that. It's perfect.
So Jason Inman joins us. He is, give me your title for Bite Squad.
The lead driver.
So you're the bigwig.
Yeah, you know.
You're the local bigwig.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
No, but it's pretty neat, though, that this this whole idea, this concept is finally in Jonesboro. I've heard about this in bigger areas.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, our city has grown so much that we finally get to have this service. Tell me, to you, what makes this service awesome?
Oh, man. I mean, can you imagine? You're at work. You can't leave.
Yep.
You know, you're hungry. You want your favorite dish from across town. You know, you're stuck on campus.
Yep.
You can't leave.
Yep.
You want your favorite, you know, you want your favorite dish across town. You know, it's Treat Yourself Tuesday. So you're like, I'm going to hop on the Bite Squad app.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my favorite food delivered right now in the next, you know, 30 minutes to an hour.
That's crazy that it's that easy, though, because I forget, you know, like sometimes it's just not convenient to get up and leave, or sometimes, especially if it's in the middle of the day, having to get up and, you know, fight the traffic. You fight the traffic.
Mm-hmm. We're fighting the traffic. We are fighting the traffic.
So there's a special deal going on this weekend where if people go and they download the Bite Squad app and they go through and they look at all the restaurants and they decide what they want and they place an order, you guys have this crazy, ingenious promotion going on where people get this membership for free for an entire year.
For an entire year. That's free delivery. Anytime you want. Delivery cost is waived for 365 days.
That makes no sense. Like, I said, when we first started talking, I'm like, what's the catch? There's got to be a catch. And the answer?
Yeah, there's no catch. There's really no catch.
That makes no sense. Like, I'm like, well, there's got to be something. He's like, no, really, dude. If you place the order this weekend, you are basically locked in, grandfathered in for Bite Squad for unlimited deliveries for an entire year.
That is such a perfect deal. I mean, all year? I love it.
So why wouldn't you place an order this weekend?
Exactly. There's no reason not to.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about some of the places, because then the other question is, well, maybe it's not great places that are delivering food. You guys have the best restaurants in town.
Oh, yeah, the best. If you look in the app right now, there's over 40 of the best restaurants in Jonesboro.
Right. And some of those include like Doe's Eat Place. I saw them. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Schlotsky's, Eleanor's Pizza is going to be doing this. Omar's Uptown. We love Casa Maya. Casa Maya delivered right to my house. That'd be awesome. Hong Kong Chinese Tacos for Life. Murdoch's Catfish, Gina's Place, BA Burrito, Cinnabon, Five Guys, Olive Garden. Like, and it goes on and on and on.
Yep.
That's it's crazy going. To me.
It's going.
So this is something that we needed in this market, and now we have it. And we have Bite Squad, as easy as a download on your phone.
That's it.
And it's right here on mine. You see that?
Yeah. Android, iPhone, whatever you got.
So you're going to be out probably going crazy over the next 3 days, right?
That's the plan. Hope so.
Because it's this weekend. You place the order this weekend, and you get the unlimited Bite Squad for an entire year.
Can you imagine the people on Monday that don't get in on this?
Oh, no.
Oh, dude.
They'll be so disappointed. So let's just think about, like, and I'm not going to call places out, but there are places that there's a few places that bring food to your house, but maybe you don't want that type of food.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes if you don't want to leave the house, there's only one type of food that comes to your house.
That's it.
That's
what if
true.
I don't want that?
Yeah.
What if that's not what we all agree upon? What if I want some, you know, some On the Border delivered to my house?
You can get that done. Or J-Town's Grill. I mean, you can get that done.
Yes. It's good stuff, right?
It's good stuff.
So, again, it's as simple as going and getting the Bite Squad app, and there's no catch.
There's no catch. Get the app. You don't want to miss this weekend.
We appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Go download the Bite Squad app.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
And we got you gossip on Kim Kardashian, who's actually had to be forced out of her home due to wildfires in California. Now, she has this home in Hidden Hills, and she posted this video of her flying into her home just the other day. And the fires that are spreading out, it's crazy. It's up on her social media if you want to go check that out. But it's covered over 2,000 acres, 0% contained, so it's just rolling through California. But her and her sister, Courtney, have both been displaced due to the fire. But here's to hoping they finally get that fire contained and everybody can go back home.
Yeah, it's crazy. Got you gossip on last night's Victoria's Secret fashion show. The ladies, the Angels, were on the runway last night. Now, this was taped for television. It's going to come back and air on December the 2nd. A couple of big stories. They had Kendall Jenner back on the runway this year.
Oh, yeah.
They had the reunion. The sisters were back of Gigi and Bella Hadid. And there was also an emotional moment when Adriana Lima went out and basically walked the runway for the last time.
Wow.
She's 37 years old, been a part of Victoria's Secret for like 19 years now. But, you know, life goes on and you have babies and stuff like that. And she decided it was time to quit doing that. So last night was her final time to walk the runway. And she was very emotional at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I've been watching clips from that all morning.
I've noticed. It's been hard to get a word in with you this morning because you've been so focused on the computer.
It really is. If you want to see more about that and that story, it's all over social media, all over the web this morning.
Well, we got you gossip on Hillary Duff. And frankly, I think I have a new opinion on her today because of her food choice. She had this smoothie she was talking about.
Yeah.
Called it the most delightful smoothie she's ever had. And can I say what it was? Can I say it?
You can say it. I think it's okay to say it.
It's a smoothie with an ingredient from childbirth, a placenta smoothie.
Now, I've heard of people eating placenta, but I posted about this earlier today saying, did you ever do it? Or do you know anybody who did? Please explain. Why do people do it? And then you get people who say, well, it's supposed to be healthy. It's supposed to help a mother with the milk and all this kind of different stuff. To me, because I've been in a room at the time where that was there, and you're like, ooh, what is that? Is that a liver, a spleen, a kidney? What is that? It's placenta. I don't think I'd want to see that in a blender.
No. And what makes it even weirder, she actually has placenta ice cubes in her freezer right now. So if you happen to go over to Hillary Duff's home,
gosh,
don't drink her sweet tea with the ice cubes.
Gosh, she invited me over to watch football this weekend.
Oh, I know. Just don't drink the sweet tea or anything else she might feed you because it might have placenta in it.
There you go. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of my favorite guests that we bring in has joined us in the studio this morning. And he is a guy who knows a lot about radio. He knows a lot about media. And sometimes I think when I'm speaking, he is thinking how he would correct me. Rich Carville joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? You doing all right?
I'm doing fine.
Is there any truth to the rumor and the photos that I saw online that you have just recently been honored by Arkansas State University?
There was a rumor to that effect, yes.
So you're a distinguished alumni.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Very honored to be selected. That's I think maybe the selection committee may have been asleep when they right. made that decision.
But this must be a mistake. No, but and talking, you know, for your time at Arkansas State, there are a lot of people who will hear you on the radio this morning who will remember you from Arkansas State or who might have sat in a class with you.
Yeah.
How many years did you give to that university?
When I came back from overseas in 1971, I went to work at Arkansas State. Actually, my first job was as the news director of KASU.
Right.
And I had started my master's degree before the Vietnam War intervened. And I went back and finished it and then came back on faculty in 72 and stayed for 37 years.
That's crazy. Wow. So I think when I talk to people, and they'll say, how long have you done the radio? And Jason Inman, who was in here a little bit ago, mm-hmm. said that to me. How long have you been on the air here? And I'm like, well, I've done this. I'm going on 17 years. And then I hear that. I'm like, man, I haven't been here. That's just a blink. What do you think, 37? And the changes you've seen with that university, just crazy, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's just my old department, of course, and when I was there, it was called the Department of Radio TV, and then journalism and radio TV were merged
right.
because mm-hmm. that's the model for the media nowadays, right. you know. And we had always tried to prepare our students to go either into the electronic side of the industry or the print side of right. the industry. And now you got to know it all.
Oh, it's, yeah. And we stay so busy compared to when I started because, you know, we're having to do so many different things. It's not just playing the music and talking on the right. radio.
You've got to update the website, and you've got
the social media
page, and
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Hey, we have to get a text thing ready. We have a I mean, it's just crazy. But anyway, let's get to what you do now, because for the last 10 years, you've had the chance to enjoy life and basically contribute to organizations and groups that you have a passion for, which I think is awesome because we see what you do for so many different organizations, especially around this time of year, we see more of you. But there's a Veterans Day parade that's happening tomorrow. It's mm-hmm. always a big deal. And it really, if you've never been to it, there is a special feeling in downtown Jonesboro during this parade.
There is, absolutely. You know, this is probably one of the largest parades in Arkansas.
Right.
On Veterans Day. Jonesboro has had this parade. Somebody asked me, how long have you had this parade? I don't know.
Right.
But many, many, many years.
Right.
And the Craighead County Veterans Monument Foundation is the overall organizer of the parade. And that's the umbrella for all of the other veterans organizations.
Right.
DAV, MOA, American Legion, VFW, you know, all of them. Mm-hmm. We all work together to do that. And this year we have more than 70 entries, not 17, right. 70 entries in the parade. We've got marching bands, we've got junior ROTC units, we've got Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, we've got floats, we've got just all sorts of things that are going to be there.
And I took Kai out there. I've taken him out there. And it's really neat to watch him because, you know, you see all the different things and you see military vehicles. You see people who are wearing, you know, you see soldier outfits and things like that. And that's really neat for young kids, too. And I think it's great for us to invest in our children and show them, hey, these veterans went off for our country. They fought for our country. They risked their lives for our country. And that's why we go out and we show our support.
You know, a local teacher in a local elementary school has asked me to come speak to her class next Monday.
Right.
And the reason that she asked me, she said, none of my kids have any connection to veterans or the military or right. anything. The percentage that I've seen is that less than 1% of the American population today has any connection to wow. the military or to veterans groups. Vietnam organization, national organization that I'm a member of, is called the Tan Son Nhut Association. Tan Son Nhut was the big air base just outside of Saigon, and that's where I was stationed.
Right.
And a few years ago, we started a scholarship for the descendants of those who served in Vietnam.
That's neat.
And I happened to chair that committee. And the first couple of years, we had grandchildren apply.
Wow.
Well, this year, we had great-grandchildren apply.
Isn't that wild? What time does our parade start tomorrow, the Veterans
parade
Day Parade?
Starts at 10 o'clock.
All right.
It'll roll down Main Street from south to north. The best place to view is probably around the courthouse area, the federal building, along there, because that's where the post-parade ceremony is going to take place.
Right.
It'll be on a little platform there just across the street from the courthouse, from the Craighead County Courthouse. And for those who cannot attend,
right.
I mean, we talked about how cold it's going to be that morning, right. So we need to dress warmly. But it is going to be carried live on the SunCom Facebook page.
Okay.
So suncom.org, I believe, is the—
Again, you can see it's, the Veterans
part of— It's part of just involved, being involved in the whole celebration.
Right. Rich Carville joins us in the studio this morning. There's also an event happening on Sunday on the campus of Arkansas State. Armistice Day.
That's Armistice Day because this is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One.
All right.
The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918.
Wow.
Is when the armistice was signed. And, you know, for many years, Armistice Day was created to honor those who served in World War One.
Right.
Well, then we had World War Two, and then we had Korea. And so in the mid-50s, Congress said, let's change this and let's honor all veterans.
Right.
And so now we call it Veterans Day, but old-timers will remember it was Armistice Day first.
So the celebration that's happening on the campus of Arkansas State—
That's going to be in Sunday. The library.
And what time is that?
Inside the library, starting at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock, the bells in the bell tower at Arkansas State will join bells all across the country at the 11th hour, and they will ring. And it's called Bells for Peace.
Right.
And that's what we wish for.
There you go. Rich Carville joins us live this morning. Don't forget the Veterans Day Parade is tomorrow morning in downtown Jonesboro, and the Armistice Day celebration is happening on Sunday. It's always great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There is a wild story out of China. So I was reading the Daily China Mail today.
Yeah, you usually read that during your prep, right?
Yeah, a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But here's what I read this morning, and this is blowing my mind. They have developed basically a television anchor who delivers the news who is just a computer. It's artificial intelligence. It's been completely man-made, and the person looks real.
That kind of freaks me out.
They modeled the face and the body and the attire after a real news anchor in China. You can kind of hear it, to hear that it sounds a little bit like a computer. But literally, there could be a day when our television anchors aren't even real people.
Whoa.
And they're saying the benefit of this is that they can work these people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because all somebody has to do is input the data.
That is insane.
Here's what it sounds
Hello,
like.
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor. This is my very first day in Xinhua News Agency. My voice and appearance are modeled on Zhang Zhao, a real anchor with Xinhua. The development of the media industry calls for continuous innovation and deep integration with the international advanced technologies.
Isn't this wild?
That kind of freaks me out.
Because it looks like if you're not paying too much attention, you can see that being legit.
Yes. Dude, that is there like a limit on this kind of? Can we like stop that type of thing happening?
We need to get this posted to everything so people can see it.
Yeah, you have to check this out. We'll put it up all over our social medias.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, today is a big day for Kane Brown. His new album, Experiment, is out, and that album features one of our favorite songs on the radio right now, Lose It.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me, you got me. My heart keeps skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it.
So along with the album release today, last night he teamed up with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the NFL Salute to Service, and he did a show for the veterans last night who were attending the Panthers-Steelers game on Thursday Night Football. If you want to check out some of the pictures he took on the field with his wife, his new wife, and that makes me sound like
he had an old wife.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. They just got married. Anyway, if you want to check out the pictures and the performance itself, it's up on the BBI10 blog on KFIN.com. KFIN.com.
Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany have revealed the baby name for their upcoming child. The baby's name is going to be Navy. And the question was, where did you come up with the name? And Brittany Aldean said it was very simple. They both started building a list of names. Much like a lot of couples do, much like my wife and I did. We both made up separate lists of names, and we came together at the kitchen table and said, what about this one? What about this one? and they both settled on Navy. So that's why we're going to have Navy Williams, the baby of Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean.
So you may freak out over this news, Brandon, but Kacey Musgraves is going to be on TV tomorrow night. Now, right. It's not SNL or anything like that. It's Austin City Limits on PBS. It'll be on around 10 o'clock tomorrow night, but I actually have a sneak peek of her performance.
Sweet.
She does the song Butterflies. You know every word to that?
I do.
And do you think we can play it right now?
I'm going to right now.
Okay, here it is. Check it out from Kacey Musgraves.
You haven't checked out Kacey Musgraves and you're like, wait, I'm not sure that I get it. You listen to some songs back to back and you're like, wow, that's pretty cool, chill stuff. If you're a Kacey Musgraves fan like me, tweet at me or message me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have a Kacey Musgraves fan club.
That's a little bit weird.
The Jonesboro chapter.
But anyway, if you like that performance, you can check it out on the BBITN blog right now at kfin.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David. What's on TV this weekend?
Well, on TV starting tonight, we have MacGyver, Dynasty, Blindspot, Hawaii Five-O, Midnight Texas, Blue Bloods. That's all on TV tonight.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow, it kicks off with Kacey Musgraves on PBS.
I'll be watching that. If I get PBS. Again, we have PMS at my house, but I'm not sure about PBS.
That's awkward. She'll be on Austin City Limits if you want to see that. Then skipping ahead towards Sunday, 7 o'clock on NBC, Sunday Night Football, you'll probably be watching this, the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the, I would say, average, Dallas Cowboys. That'll be on TV Sunday.
Yeah, that doesn't even hurt my feelings because I don't even know if they're average this year. But that's a divisional game. That's pretty
It is a big game for both of them. And if the Cowboys lose, their season might be over. Anyway, that's on Sunday night. Also on Sunday night, the series finale of The Last Ship on TNT. You also have Country's Biggest Stars on ABC 9 o'clock, which is the 10th annual pre-CMA award show hosted by Robin Roberts. And then you also have Supergirl, God Friended Me, The Walking Dead, Charmed, NCIS Los Angeles, and Madam Secretary all on TV Sunday.
Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on KFine.